Why do we need to attend church? I believe one of the clearest and plainest passages of Scripture that speaks to this question is Hebrews 10:23-25. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Here are three things that are vital to the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ. The first, our profession of faith. And the writer says you should hold it fast, hold on tight, unwavering. The picture is that of a person marching along and holding a banner in the air. But the person is tired, and the banner begins to droop and drag on the ground. If you are carrying that banner, and there are others marching with you, they can help you, encourage you, give you a drink of water to strengthen you, help you hold up the banner. We are reminded of Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. When you are held together with others in a bond of love and fellowship, you will gain strength and encouragement from others as you meet together for fellowship in the Lord. So, the writer says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The second thing he mentions is love. And he says, when you are in fellowship with others, they can help you keep your love for the Lord and your love for your fellow Christians warm and alive and strong. Christian, your love for the Lord can grow cold. And so the writer says, we need to give continuous care to watching over one another and giving thought as to how we might stimulate devotion and stir up the fire of love that has grown cold. And remember, if your life is lived without love for others and without love for God, it will be empty, like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Thirdly, he speaks of a life filled with good deeds. How easy it is to fall into the trap of living only for yourself. But if you want a life of joy, put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. And, the writer says, we need help in doing that. And God is always there encouraging us with his faithful promises, helping us in our profession of faith, our love for God, and a life of good deeds toward our fellow man. And the active fellowship we enjoy in our church will be used of God to strengthen us and keep us on the right track.